Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Amanda. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes today on Saturday, 16th March 2019. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin today with the news. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. In regard to New Zealand Most Soutines, Vice President Yusuf Kalla expresses condolences. Minister Sri Mulyani said government remains vigilant despite the surplus trade balance. Now the news in detail. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that he was sad by the shootings in the two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. He said that he had long perceived New Zealand as an exceptionally safe and tolerant country. As quoted by Tempo.co, he said that he would like to express his condolences for the passing of 49 people. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said in Jakarta on Friday that he had been at the mosque in New Zealand twice. The latest was in January 2019. He also pointed out that when he went there in January, Paspampres or President Security Force asked for their consent to bear firearms, which they turned down. The ban on firearms at the mosque in New Zealand has been effective for a long time. At the time, Paspampres personally adhered to the ban and nothing happened until the end of the prayers. Vice President Yusuf Kalla called on Indonesians in New Zealand to exercise caution in the wake of the shootings. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said that the government would remain vigilant even though the February 2019 trade balance had a surplus after deficit in the previous month. On the sidelines of her visit to review the government program in Kampung Pojok, Sindang Sari, Serang Banten on Friday, she said that her side has to pay attention to the factors that caused the February trade balance to surplus, whether it was seasonal or more fundamental on Indonesian economy, due to the impact of the weakening world economy. In addition, the government must also see the impact of the decline in imports, whether it is replaced by import substitution so that all raw material needs and capital goods continue to run. Minister Sri Mulyani believes that if there is no import substitution, the production sectors that use raw materials and capital goods will experience the impact of decline in imports. Minister of Defense Riamisa Riasjudu reminded ulama, or religious figures, and santri students of Islamic boarding schools to play a major role as the front guard in a bid to maintain the integrity of the nation and the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. They must guard Indonesia from a group of people who want to destroy peace and tranquility and want to change Pancasila, the Indonesian fight principle, and make Indonesia a nation without diversity or a country for one group only. This was affirmed by Minister Riamisa Riasjudu in his remark while giving a lecture on state defense to hundreds of students of Islamic boarding schools at the Hall of Tubiran Islamic Boarding School, Jombang, East Java, on Friday. Minister of Industry Airlangga Hartarto is optimistic that there will be an increase in export of national doormat products worth $6.5 billion this year and $10 billion in the next 4 years. Moreover, Indonesia has signed the CEPA with Australia and the European Free Trade Association, EFTA. This was affirmed by Minister Airlangga Hartarto in his statement in Jakarta on Friday. He stated that the doormat industry is one of the mainstay manufacturing sectors that is able to make a major contribution to the national economy. This is reflected in the growth of leader industry group, leader goods and footwear, which reached 9.45% in 2018 or experienced a significant increase compared to 2017 at around 2.22%. Last year's achievement surpassed national economic growth at 5.17%. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian E-Commerce Association, IDA, projects that Indonesia will have two decacorn startups valued at more than $10 billion and more unicorns this year, as indicated by the rapid growth of several startups. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, chairman of IDAA Ignatius Untung said on Friday that ride-hailing company Gojek had already achieved the status and that e-commerce platform Tokopedia is expected to follow Gojek to become a decacorn after receiving several capital injections, including the latest from Diversified Business Group of PT Astra International. He added that Tokopedia is currently valued at around $7 billion. Regarding the bet on more unicorns, Ignatius said that while he could not name the companies, they include a digital wallet, e-wallet company, an online travel agency OTA, and a healthcare startup. Gojek is one of the four Indonesian startups with value at over $1 billion last year, along with Tokopedia, Traveloka, and Bukalapak. A group of tourists from Finland, led by Indonesian ambassador to Finland and Estonia, Wiwik Setiawati Firmans, visited the Tourism Information Center and Diamond Scrubbing in Martapura, South Kalimantan on Friday. Those consisting of media crews, tourism operators, and associations from Finland and Estonia witnessed the procession of typical diamond of Martapura, which becomes tourism icon of Banjar Regency. As reported by Antara News Agency on Friday, the tourists photographed the beauty and luster of Martapura diamonds, which became a collection of Tourism Information Center and Diamond Scrubbing. In addition to watching the sparkling diamonds of Martapura, they also witnessed Sasirangan's unit fabrics located at the center of diamond sales and various kinds of South Kalimantan jewelry. The last item, provincial government of Bangka Belitung Island is asking business people to no longer export white pepper to Vietnam in order to maintain the quality and taste of the region's superior commodity. Head of the province agriculture service, Juaidi, said in Pangkal Pinang on Friday that the export white pepper to Vietnam must be prevented in order to avoid mixing Bangka Belitung pepper in the country. So far, Bangka Belitung pepper has been missed. This affects the taste and spiciness of the area's pepper. He views that the indication of mixing Bangka Belitung pepper with Vietnamese one is quite huge, given the export of pepper in this region to Vietnam is quite large. He hopes that the exporters will no longer export this regional pepper to Vietnam in a bid to maintain the distinctiveness of the aroma and the taste of this region on the world market. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
News from Indonesia. The first news came from Bau Bau, Southeast Sulawesi. South Korea, through the Hangul Foundation Institute or the Chia Chia Foundation, for the sixth time distributed assistance in the means of scholarship to students in Sorowaliyo District, Bau Bau City, Southeast Sulawesi. The 180 recipients are from various education levels, from elementary, junior high, high school or vocational school, and higher education. The scholarship was handed over directly by the president of Chia Chia Foundation, Kwon Yung Chan, in Bau Bau last Tuesday, witnessed by the deputy mayor of Bau Bau, Laode Moniansa. In his speech, Kwon Yung Chan said that the city of Bau Bau and South Korea have been cooperating well since the last 10 years. He promised to increase the number of recipients of assistance, which had only been budgeted for 180 students. The next news came from Ambon, Maluku. The Ambon Siwa Lima Museum embodies the tasks and functions as a learning media for students and the community in the Maluku province. The head of the Ambon Siwa Lima Museum, Jean Saia, said on Wednesday that to make the museum an attractive place to visit, a series of activities would be carried out would increase interest in visiting the museum, such as learning to play the violin,
competitions on museum guiding, museum singing idols, mosaics and coloring, speaking, and traditional Moluccas game of terompa. The last news came from North Aceh. The Japanese government provided a grant of 1.8 billion rupiahs through the Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Projects program for the construction of school buildings and orphanages in North Aceh District, Aceh. Japanese Consul General Takeshi Ishii in Medan on Wednesday said the grant was a collaboration between the Japanese Consulate General in Medan and two foundations, namely the Ta'alimil Mubtadi Bhaktia and the Anak Nangro Pase Orphanage. The Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Projects program is one of the economic assistance schemes from the Japanese government for foundations, NGOs, or non-profit organizations in Indonesia that are engaged in social education, environmental health, and since 2000, 72 projects have been funded by the assistance of grassroots grants in the working area of the Japanese consulate in Medan, namely in the provinces of Aceh, North Sumatra, West Sumatra, Riau, Riau Islands, and Jambi. Well, that was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RI, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Today in History. Listener, we begin Today in History with information about the mass murder in South Vietnam by the U.S. Army on March 16, 1968. My Lai Massacre was a mass killing which was perpetrated by the U.S. Army against hundreds of unarmed Vietnamese civilians. Most of the victims were women and children who were killed during the Vietnam War. The massacre represented the terrible impacts of the Vietnam War committed by the U.S. The massacre provoked an international outcry and many U.S. people withdrew their support for the war. The next information is about the incident of oil tanker Amoco Cadiz. Amoco Cadiz was an oil tanker that belonged to the U.S. The vessel encountered trouble when it was sailing to Rotterdam on March 16, 1978 at 9:45 Greenwich Mean Time. Before the trouble happened, the ship's captain reminded that the ship's steering wheel was damaged, so the vessel could not be controlled. The vessel crashed at Porsal Rocks, 30 meters from the coast of Brittany, France. The incident caused more than 200,000 tons of oil spills, which contaminated the surrounding waters. Meanwhile, 42 crews of Amoco Cadiz were successfully evacuated. The last information is about the death of Indonesian Muslim scholar Kiai Haji Hashim Muzadi. Kiai Haji Ahmad Hashim Muzadi was an Indonesian Muslim figure and former chairman of the Nahdlatul Ulama or NU, the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia. In addition, Kiai Haji Hashim Muzadi served as member of the Presidential Advisory Board since 19 January 2015. He was also the advisor of Al-Hikam Islamic Boarding School in Malang, East Java. Hashim Muzadi pursued his education at Gontor Islamic Boarding School. His organizational experience began when he was appointed as chairman of the East Java chapter of Nahdlatul Ulama in 1992. It was a milestone for Hashim Muzadi to become chairman of the executive board of Nahdlatul Ulama in 1999. Kiai Haji Hashim Muzadi passed away on March 16, 2017 due to his illness. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hari terus berganti, banyak yang telah terjadi. Dirimu kian pasti, segala kan kurai. Oh, bila esok menjelang, bahagia pun kan datang. Bintang di angkasa bersinar.
Tempatku tuju segala angan dan harapan, tempatku padu cita-cita dan impianku. Tempatku tuju setiap langkah yang berarti, tetap menyatu dalam hasrat dan tujuanku selalu. Waktu terus menguji,
waktu terus menguji
tekad yang ku miliki. Oh, oh, dan kini telah terbukti. Oh, segala kan ku gapai, rintangan ku hadapi, cobaan ku lalui. Semua telah ku dapati. Tetaplah bersinar gemilang, tempatku tuju segala angan dan harapan, tempatku padu cita-cita dan impian. Tempatku tuju setiap langkah yang berarti, tetap menyatu dalam hasrat dan tujuanku selalu. Oh,
Indonesia.
That was the first song entitled Gemilang, sung by Ran. You still tune on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia has a modern and hygienic fish market. Presiden Joko Widodo in Jakarta on Wednesday inaugurated Muara Baru Modern Fish Market, which is the first modern fish market in Indonesia. In his speech, Presiden Joko Widodo appealed for the market to be used with a new working pattern and good orientation to maintain comfort, cleanliness, and safety. According to the President, all facilities at the Muara Baru Modern Fish Market are of international standard. Therefore, the President wants to make Muara Baru Modern Fish Market a pilot fish market in all provinces in Indonesia. The modern fish market is a project of the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, which is managed by the Indonesian Fisheries General Company and built with the 2018 state budget funds of 150 billion rupiahs. Muara Baru Modern Fish Market has almost 900 fresh fish kiosks and 155 dry fish kiosk units. Other facilities owned by the three-story building are cold storage, food court, packing room, waste processing installation, clinics, ATMs, meeting rooms, and mosques. Consumers can buy various types of marine products such as shrimp, squid tuna, and many others. Buyers can also request fresh fish to be processed directly into dishes to be eaten in the third-floor food court. Muara Baru Modern Fish Market carries a different concept from the fish market in general. It was built with the concept of a hygienic shopping place, clean and not muddy and smelly. With this breakthrough, this market is expected to attract tourists to visit. All traders here are marine fisheries and small medium size. This modern fish market is a means for small and medium traders to introduce various fish products. It will also strengthen the Nizam Zahman fishing port in Muara Baru as one of the marine and culinary tourism destinations in Indonesia, especially in north of Jakarta. The government plans to issue a marine and fisheries business actor card called KUSUKA to all traders in the Muara Baru Modern Fish Market. This card is a form of protection and empowerment of business actors. The official page of the Indonesian Cabinet Secretariat said KUSUKA serves to encourage acceleration of services, improve welfare, and create effective and efficient government programs that are targeted to traders. Until now, the government has handed over the card to 231 of the 397 fish traders. Present at the event were Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujiastuti, Minister of State Secretary Pratikno, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno, Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan, and other officials. Well, that was my Indonesia on Indonesia has a modern and hygienic fish market.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sayang padamu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saja.
Dulu ku sepi, kamu yang selalu ku cari. Dulu ku sedih, kamu yang selalu ada di sekitarku untuk merangkukku. Kini ku senang dan kamu tak ku utamakan. Kamu tersinggung, berpikir ku menghindarmu. Kamu salah,
kamu salah.
Niatku bukan begitu. Ku menjauh karena bukan kamu. Ingin ku sayang padamu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saja.
Indonesia.
That was the second song entitled Sebatas Teman, sung by Cheryl Sinavia. You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to visit Yogyakarta, which has many tourism objects. One of beautiful tourism objects and even attracted former US President Barack Obama is Puncak Becici or Becici Peak. Puncak Becici is located at Muntu Village, Lingo District, Bantul Regency or 30 kilometers from Yogyakarta City. Puncak Becici presents scenery, freshness, and typical aroma of forest which will make visitors feel comfortable. Along pine forest to Puncak Becici, there are some simple benches which are made from collapsed pine trees for relaxing and enjoying the pine forest atmosphere. After 15 minutes walking in the pine forest, you will arrive at Puncak Becici. Going to Puncak Becici can be accessed by car or motorcycle through East Imogiri Street. From Yogyakarta, the trip starts at Giwangan Terminal, Yogyakarta. From the intersection of the terminal, it takes straight to the south of King's Cemetery in Imogiri and follows the signboard to Puncak Becici. It takes around 1 hour with a distance 27 kilometers. Here, the visitors only pay entrance ticket 2,000 rupees per person, and for fee parking of motorcycle is 3,000 rupees, and car 10,000 rupees. Before going to Puncak Becici, you should ensure your car's condition because the road to be passed is declining and winding. The best time to visit Puncak Becici is in the afternoon. The sunrise view from Puncak Becici is amazing. While waiting for the sunset, the visitors can enjoy Bantul City from far. Toward dusk, the sunset view will make the visitors be amazed. The sparkling of light which appears from far adds the nuance to be more interesting. The visitors can also enjoy the beauty of Prambanan Temple in the north and south coast. To spend time when having holidays on Puncak Becici is very comfortable because the tourism object has complete facilities such as mask, toilet, and outbound. If you are in Yogyakarta, please set your time to visit Puncak Becici. We guarantee you will be satisfied. Our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was a song entitled Barat by Baraswara and X-Color.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to the Miscellany with me, Alika. Today's topic is Indonesia launched the first halal houseware. Stay tuned. For the Muslim community, the concept of halal is a lifestyle that is not just limited for food but also includes other living facilities. The development of people's lifestyles has encouraged a number of manufacturers to innovate and develop products with halal certificate issued by the Indonesian Ulama Council. A producer in Indonesia has recently launched houseware products. Medina is the first houseware or household appliance which get the halal certificate from the Indonesian Ulama Council. brand manager of Medina, Irma Utari, said, as a Muslim-majority country, the concept of halal has become a way of life in Indonesia today. Public awareness of Muslim halal products is increasing. Therefore, to give comfort to its people, Medina makes halal housewares. The concept of halal in houseware products means that all aspects of manufacturing the products are based on halal standards set and is in supervision of competence agency like MUI. Halal standards are applied starting from the selection of raw materials, production processes to its distribution system. It reminded that even in the production process, they use plastic material that is halal with no alcohol substance. Meanwhile, General Manager of Media Marketing Communication Dewi Hendrati said that based on the data of the Central Statistics Agency, household consumption remains a driver of economic growth by 55.92%. According to data from the Euromonitor, plastic household products market is constantly increasing in Indonesia until 2018. With the concept of the first housewares halal products in Indonesia, Medina targets to reach a 15% share in the next 5 years. Medina will remain consistent in maintaining halal products officially certified halal by the Majelis Ulama Indonesia with A grade. Dewi added, in addition to halal, Medina also put products quality in the early stages. Medina launched 19 types of glassware and dinner sets as its superior products. Medina products are also covered by a lifetime warranty and quality that are safe for consumers. Listener, that was miscellany for today with the topic Indonesia launches the first halal houseware. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bye. bagai berlalu.
Satukan tujuan,
tetap melaju, yeah, yeah. Jangan berhenti dengar kata hatimu, yeah.
Suaraku perlahan menghentikan terdahulu, teriak menghentikan bagai berlalu.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the fourth song sung by GAC entitled Suara. You still tune on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Next, we will inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. It's nice to meet again with me, Putri, in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we present a song in keroncong genre entitled Di Tepi Sungai Serayu. The song describes the beauty of Serayu River. The river with distance of 181 kilometers long crosses some regions on Java Island such as Wonosobo, Banjarnegara, Purbalingga, Banyumas Regency, and terminates into the Indian Ocean in Cilacap. Besides the beauty of Serayu River, far away, there is Mount Slamet, which stands sturdy as symbol of people's prosperity. The beautiful view of Serayu River is able to calm our heart. Well, listener, here is Di Tepi Sungai Serayu, sung by Sri Hartati.
Sungai pujaan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Menjauh pergi tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu.
Terungkap, tapi jika ada kemungkinan. mau.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hatiku berdebar selalu tiap ku lihat senyummu. Ku ingin selalu dekatmu. Layakkah bulan melihat senyummu yang indah kasih, dan bintang pun tak berkedip terpana melihat sinarmu. Senyummu hanya untukku.
Senyummu sajalah nyalaku.
Langit pun cerah di saat kau menatapku. Sanggupkah aku satu-satunya yang mewarnai hidupku. Takkan ku buat kau bersedih. Senyummu hanya untukku. Kan ku selam samudra untuk dapatkan senyummu. Kan ku daki senyummu kasihku.
Listener, thank you for listening to our program, English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwaves and frequency 3325 kHz. Please give us your suggestions and criticism through Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also send us your email to voi@voinews.id.